From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, cattle producers in North Carolina continue to monitor cattle markets this week. Live cattle futures were up significantly earlier in the week after a major drop in late October due to trade uncertainty. It appears now as if cattle prices are on the rebound. Christmas tree farmers in Kentucky are getting ready for the busy season. One of the busiest sales periods of the holiday season will be the weekend after Thanksgiving and also the first full week of December. And farmers in Tennessee saw a cold snap earlier this week. Counties in central Tennessee saw temperatures as low as 23 degrees on Tuesday morning. Well, this weekend, we have a special report from American Farm Bureau.
The United Nations is recognizing 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer with hopes of spotlighting the contributions of women in agriculture and agribusiness. Lisa Wary, a Pennsylvania farmer and member of the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, says this is an important time to acknowledge the contributions of women in rural America.
Some of the key goals and objectives are to recognize and empower, to address barriers, to promote gender equality and support economic growth, and to enhance access with our education markets and other resources for women in the sector.
She said the American Farm Bureau Women's Committee has a full slate of programming for the year ahead, including the upcoming ACE Summit,
which is Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. We're going to do that in D.C. in June, and that's going to roll right into the Women in Ag Survey, which will explore women's leadership and involvement, access to the industry, and identify barriers and opportunities and provide actionable insights to strengthen engagement and support systems. But the big thing is about how women play a vital role in American agriculture.
She says the survey is open to all women, not just those who directly make an income from production agriculture.
The survey is open to individuals 18 and older from the United States to Puerto Rico who have an interest or involvement in agriculture, and also those that work in production agriculture, agribusiness, education, advocacy, and related fields.
Learn more and take the survey at womeninagsurvey.com. Chad Smith, Washington.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, almost every farm in our region has a small timber lot, or perhaps several acres of what might be called a forest. What are you going to do with that land? Dr. Randy Rousseau is professor of forestry at Mississippi State University, and he says every landowner should ask themselves that question about their timberland. What are you going to do with it?
It seems like this is a question I ask every forest landowner that I come in contact with. In the vast majority of the cases, they really have not given it much thought. It seems a little logical, that they're carrying on with their actually private life, raising their families in a full-time jobs, and they push this aside somewhat. They may think about it during hunting season or if someone approaches them about harvesting their trees, but in general, not a lot of thought goes into it. In a lot of situations, their owner passes away and their heirs to the estate must have to consider what they want to do with that land, with many choosing to sell as they may not be that close to the land. Those that decide to keep the land typically really are unsure of what to do and need some forestry help, and that's where a consultant is needed in helping guide them.
Rousseau goes a little bit deeper into the process of thinking about, what are we going to do with this timberland?
Well, the first thing that they need to realize is that they have a lot of options of what they could be doing. Let's consider that we have 400 acres, of which 60% of it is pine and hardwood mixture. 40% of it is in a bottomland hardwood stand with a small creek running through the middle of it. The first thing you need to ask yourself, what are my objectives for this property? Or in other words, what is my vision for the property? There are a lot of visions you can have, but you need to explore the options and do this, and partly with a consultant that can help you determine the market value of the timber as well as the age of the stands. This provides the first piece of the puzzle that you'll need to base your decisions on. First, the value of the timber. Can it be thought of as a savings account? In that you are not ready to cut any timber and would rather have the timber continue to age and hopefully grow in value, then the decision is easy. We're going to leave it alone. If you want recreational value in terms of wildlife habitat, knowing the age and the makeup of the stand will allow you to decide how you would like to partition the property. If your pine hardwood stands are heavy to pine and the market value is good, you may want to remove the pine but leave the hardwoods in the stand. This would provide cover and food for your wildlife since this is early successional stage, where full sunlight to the ground will provide additional forage for wildlife such as deer. In most cases, people think of hardwoods as being trees that live for extremely long periods of time. However, unfortunately, hardwoods also have a life cycle, and that biological age for southern hardwoods is somewhere between 100 and 200 years. If the stand is reaching 100 to 125 years of age, it's time to think about regeneration, especially if there's oak in the stand. Without some type of intervention, the stand will begin to favor more shade-tolerant species, which are lower in both economic as well as wildlife value. Really, in summary, what I'm trying to get at is that every landowner should have a management plan. And this is something that provides you with a pathway to the future. There's no reason that a management plan cannot be modified, but you probably should discuss it with your family and ensure that the vision that you initially had is still one that you and your other significant others can currently live with.
Bottom line, according to Rousseau, start the process by getting with a forestry consultant, and you can begin that process by calling your local office of Cooperative Extension. My thanks to Mississippi State University Cooperative Extension for their assistance in this report.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
And just enough time for our pearl of wisdom this weekend. It tells us to forgive your enemies. It messes with their heads. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.